Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that U.S. non-farm productivity rose at a 2.3% annual rate in April through June. That was an upward revision from the 0.9% gain reported last month. Meanwhile, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, which is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, held flat in the quarter. The Bank of England has kept its benchmark interest rate at a record low 0.5%. The decision was widely expected as new Governor Mark Carney said the bank would refrain from raising rates until unemployment fell from the current 7.8% to 7%. The bank estimates that this could take about 3 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 14,962, is up almost 31.5 points. The NASDAQ, 3664, is up 15.75. And the S&P 500 is 1658, and it is up almost 6 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Not much change has occurred in the U.S. forecast today versus that of yesterday. It's certainly not in this first week of the outlook. The situation continues to be one of concern over dryness in parts of the region, but there is opportunity for at least some partial relief as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 day period, as we involve ourselves with two frontal boundaries. The first frontal system drops down from Canada and moves across the Great Lakes region over the weekend and settles into parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. As we get to the latter part of the weekend, it stalls out there, and then it will turn around and come back northward as a warm front. And the most active part of that warm frontal boundary will likely be in Illinois, portions of Iowa and Wisconsin, as we move towards the first part of next week. The frontal system, when it comes southward from Canada, will produce random showers and some thunderstorms, where we're not expecting good coverage, and the majority of areas will probably not see much more than a quarter of an inch, maybe an isolated half-inch amount somewhere out there. Precipitation is certainly not going to be very well distributed, with less than 30% of the region in the northern parts of the Midwest being impacted by measurable rain. That system, as it goes back as a warm front, will be most significant again in the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin. We could see some half-inch to 1-inch plus amounts of rainfall in several locations. The majority of the precipitation will still be lighter, though, and we do expect to see another cool front come in immediately following that. This frontal system coming in during the early part of next week will be a slow-moving front, and it will take 3 days to move from the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota down into the area from Kansas to the western Great Lakes region. Because of the slow movement of the frontal system, we'll likely see a few of the stronger thunderstorms produce some locally heavy rainfall, but it won't be very common across the region. Nevertheless, we should see relatively good coverage in the northwest half of the corn and soybean production region during the Monday through Wednesday period next week from this frontal system. A lot of the rain will run a quarter to three quarters of an inch, but I think there will be some local 1 and 1.5 inch amounts in several locations. The precipitation will certainly be beneficial wherever it occurs, and we'll likely expect it to be followed by drier weather again for a few days. The frontal system doesn't get much further to the south, however. Areas in eastern Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, and parts of southern Indiana, as well as Kentucky and the U.S. Delta, will probably not see much, if any, significant precipitation over the next 7 days. There will also be a warming trend across the Midwest for a little while until that cool front drops southward out of Canada. We'll look for the high temperatures working their way back into the 80s across a large part of the Midwest as we start off over the next couple of days. Now, we do have a cool air mass that's over the Great Lakes region today, and the highs there will be upper 60s and 70s. And as we go into the day on Friday, that will begin to retreat into New England. We'll look for 70 from Michigan into Ohio. Everybody else in the Midwest will see 80-degree highs and some lower 90s in the Southwest. As we go on out into the heart of the weekend, the warmer air will temporarily work its way through a larger part of the Midwest, with highs on Saturday mostly 80s and lower 90s, again warmest in the southwest. And then a cool front, the one I mentioned before, will drop into the northern parts of the Great Lakes region, or the northern parts of the Midwest in general. In the Great Lakes region, we'll likely see highs back in the upper 60s and 70s, while 80s and lower 90s continue in the rest of the region. Next week's cool front in the northwestern Corn Belt will drop temperatures also, with upper 70 and 80 degree highs in the northwestern Corn Belt. But most of the southern parts of the Midwest will stay very warm, because that frontal system is not expected to hold together as it moves southward. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. December hard red winter wheat is $6.95, and it is down 3. Soft December wheat is $6.42 and a quarter, down 4. September corn, $4.90 and a half, down 3 and a half. December, $4.63 and a quarter, now 63, down 6 and a half. September beans, $13.99 and three quarters, up 2. November, $13.45 and a half, now 3 quarters, down 6 and three quarters. September soybean meal, $4.71.10, up 2.50. October, $4.28.10, up 10 cents. September soybean oil, $43.27, down 29. October, $43.32, down 31. October live cattle, $125.87.5, down 12.5. September feeders are $157.22.5, and they are up 20. And October lean hogs are $90.30, and they are up $117.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Well, there is greater prospects for some rain over the weekend, and it seems as though traders have taken that to heart and dipped deeper into the gap from November. November beans.
Yeah, on the November beans, we still have the gap intact, because it goes all the way down to 1331.5 made at the end of last month. I thought we should have had pretty good support at 1333, which was a previous high, and thought that we'll see some bounces in this bean market today. I'm pretty encouraged with what I'm seeing right now. The meal's going to be key. Yesterday really got kicked in the pants hard, and it looks like to be coming back again. People want to talk about the fact that, or the rumor that China is going to be auctioning off another 2 to 3 million metric tons of their beans during the month of December. But I caution people from being bearish with that news by saying that they will replace it with fresh supplies of beans.
And those beans will probably come from the U.S. because South America hasn't come online with its new crop yet.
Right. And so I think it's really not a negative factor, but a positive factor, too.
Take a look at the corn, please.
Corn's still struggling a bit. The wheat looks like it wants to head a little bit lower. Certainly this tenuous political environment in the Middle East has the corn market on edge. New lows came overnight for this move, and I think that's really on these rain outlooks. South Korea, though, I noticed is tendering for some optional origin corn, about 140,000 metric tons.
We do see, if you look at technical charts for December, where it sits now, and it sits on the low of its move at the moment. And going back a couple of weeks, a week or so, back to 823, it's about the same point in the chart there. If we go a little bit lower, it looks like we might even try the low that we saw for the move all the way in August, in the middle of August.
Yeah, I'm not quite as bearish as that, thinking that those August lows are going to stand, but we could have some more downside. We just have gone down awfully easily, I thought, this week in the corn.
Turn your attention to wheat.
The wheat market, Japan bought a little bit of feed wheat. There's a little less dryness now in the U.S. Southern Plains, so they'll be starting to plant winter wheat here in just the next week or so. I think that's what's got this wheat market a little bit nervous.
And we need to hear what's going on the livestock side today.
Livestock side, I think we'll see a mixed bag in the cattle. The hog market certainly looked better yesterday. High range close, triple-digit gain in that October. Higher carcass values, good retail demands, working on this hog market to lift it a little bit. I wonder whether we'll see the same thing happen on the cattle side of things.
Turn your attention to the upcoming crop production and WASDE reports and give us your estimate of what could happen.
Dave, I think the key number on the WASDE report is we're going to put a lot of focus on the corn because we've got a little better idea on yield than we do at this stage of the game on the beans. Harvested acres are going to be huge. Don't expect to see USDA make changes there on either the corn or the beans. Use on corn, we still are going to come out with a carryout well above that 1.3 billion bushel that I think is a supportive factor, probably be up in the 1.5 billion.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red December wheat is 6.95 and three quarters, now a half, down 2.5. December wheat, the soft variety, at 6.41 and a quarter, down 5. September corn, 4.90 and a quarter, down 3.75. December at 4.63, down 6.5. September soybeans, 13.93 and a quarter, down 4.5. November, 13.44 and a half, now a quarter, now a half, down 8. September soybean meal, 4.70.50, up 1.90. October, 4.27.40, down 60. September soybean oil, 43.21, down 35. October, 43.26, down 37. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.